Welcome to the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. A great show. We're coming off the NBA draft. I wonder if we'll have reaction to that. We've got WNBA picks today. We got MLB picks, Soccer World Cup, of course, and some PGA. Let's take a look at the recap screen before we bring in the stars of the show. It's a losing day, coming off a winning day, but this is 3-6. I will note, one of the three is a plus 200 from Adam Thompson. We love to see that. Buckets goes 1-for-2, misses his plus money play. A-Mags hits his play, but I lose my MLB play. We got a few other losses in there. We go 3-6. We got to bounce back. Let's start to bounce back with some sports line picks. We actually have a three-pack of sports line picks to lead the show. Hit the like button for Eric Cohen and his pick on the A's money line tonight, minus 120. Also, prop bet guy Braxton Ashcraft, over 5.5 Ks, minus 138. And then finally, Brad Thomas, Czech Republic versus Mexico, under 2.5, minus 130. Zach Kosenki says, is that son of a Taylor? It very much is. Son of a Taylor. Let's bring in the stars of the show. I promised I'd wear a son of a Taylor. I promised Liddy specifically. Martin Green, Calvin Wetzel, Mike McClure. Don't worry, Buckets is going to join the show in just a couple of minutes. He's just coming off Galazzo. Martin Green, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, thanks, Sia. A bit disappointed by England's 0-0 draw with Ghana yesterday, but I'm loving the World Cup so far. Really entertaining tournament. And we've got six games to look forward to today. I've got picks on two of them, and I'm sure John will have a couple more too.
Mike, I know we've got a big Travelers Championship today. You and I have picks on that. I might even, Ben, you're going to have to let me know if we have first-round leaders to give out. I've got a four-pack of those. But, Mike, you came in with PGA. You might be able to answer some MLB questions today as well, right?
Absolutely, Sia. Yes, focused on PGA mostly, but run the full slate of MLB already. So fire away any questions there.
Yep. Calvin, a big day in the WNBA, or I should say a big night in the WNBA today, correct?
Yeah, four games and no double-digit spreads, which we often see. So they should all be four good. Two of the games are single-digit spreads. So definitely a big night of hoops and at least should get two or three really good games.
All right. Well, normally we have Buckets kick off the show again. Buckets joining us soon. Martin Green, we're going to have you do the honors to give us a couple of plays for the pitch.
Thank you. I hope some of his magic wears off on me. I'm going to start with Switzerland versus Canada. This is a big game taking place in Vancouver this afternoon, and it's going to determine who wins Group A. These teams are level on 4 points apiece, but Canada have a superior goal difference after they thrashed Qatar 6-0 in their last game. So that means that Switzerland need to win this match in order to finish top of the group. The onus is really on them to take risks and attack, and that could leave them vulnerable to Canada's pace on the counter-attack with the likes of Jonathan David and Tejon Buchanan bombing forward. Both teams to score has paid off in six of Switzerland's last seven games, so I'm going for that here. They drew 1-1 with Qatar in their first game of the tournament, and then they beat Bosnia and Herzegovina 4-1. They're very strong going forwards, but they're vulnerable at the back in defence, so both teams to score looks great to me at minus 1-2-1. And then moving along to the next group, this is Group C. I think that Brazil should be too strong for Scotland. I'm going to risk the wrath of the Tartan Army here. But they could only draw 1-1 with Morocco in their opener. But Brazil looked a lot sharper in their 3-0 win against Haiti on match day two. Vinicius Jr. has been the star of the show. He scored in both of their games so far. He's just so quick, powerful and dynamic. And I just can't see the Scotland defence handling him, really. Scotland lost 1-0 to Morocco last time out. I think they could suffer a heavier defeat here, maybe two or three goals against just the technically superior Brazil team. So I'm backing Brazil to cover a minus 1.25 spread. That's at minus 118. Minus 1.25 means profit if they win by two clear goals, and you only lose half your bet if they win by single goal.
All right. I love that explanation for the new soccer bettors. And I know there are a lot of new soccer bettors just in the last few weeks, just entranced by the World Cup. I'm looking at the chat. Big Roadie Bet says, what up, fam? Traveling through Italy, but checking in on the Early Edge in between cities. If you are watching this show now or after the fact, and you are in a different city, let us know whether it's in the chat or a different country, I should say, whether it's in the chat or in the YouTube comments. That would be, it's always really cool to hear where people are watching from. Mike McClure, we've already got some golf in the chat. I see Beach Bum says he's very high on Ben James this week. I think Crispin said he likes Ben James as a top five first round leader. Before we get to your golf pick, I want to break out my first round leaders. Maybe you have some reaction to these in terms of the names themselves. Here are my first round leaders. These are all AMT time guys tomorrow morning. Ben Griffin, Aaron Rye, Eric Cole, Ryan Gerard. I still have a different golf pick for later in the show, but I did want to point out these were the picks I had on the early wedge for first round leader. Ben Griffin at 45-1, Aaron Rye 46-1, Eric Cole 60-1, Ryan Gerard 60-1. Again, all first round leaders. Mike, any of those four names catch your eye when you were running your simulations? Not for first round leader, but just in general.
I do like Ryan Gerard for sure. I think that this is a pretty good setup for him overall. There are times when I like the rest of the names on here, I would say, are certainly more appropriate for a first round leader than an outright ticket, in my opinion. But out of the ones listed, I think my favorite here would be Gerard.
Okay, well, you have a PGA pick, Mike, and I'm curious, once you give out this pick, I'm curious if you also like this guy as an outright.
I'll start by saying yes, love him as an outright. How about Justin Thomas? We have to talk about Justin Thomas right now. I love the price point. Going to go finishing position under 23.5. Jump on this now if you can. There's a couple other spots that have it at 21.5. I personally obviously have it much lower than this. I have him firmly in the top five in this tournament on my simulated leaderboard. I love the way Justin Thomas is playing right now. Frankly, I love the way he's played all season. Keep in mind also at this point in the season, he doesn't have the fatigue that some of the others may have because he hasn't played nearly as much. He started the season basically with the API, missed the cut, talked about how it was basically a tune-up, came right back out and had a lot of success at the Players T8. The results that I'm looking at, though, when you talk about having that strong finish at the Truist, you have the T4 at the PGA Championship, T13 at Schwab, T19 at Memorial, just finished T17 at the U.S. Open, which included a round three score of 75. Otherwise, he essentially would have been challenging for the win again. He had that one round that really kind of held him back there. But I love the ball striking. I love his ability to still be creative. And that's what I think it's going to take at this particular course. And we know that he can get hot with the putter. I just think all the things are headed in the right direction right now for JT. And I do like him again, the correlated market, clearly top 20, including ties. But I do like having a little bit additional here. If you can find the 23.5 and go under that finishing position.
Oh, we've got Jen in the chat. She says, who's my guaranteed winner for OAD this week? That's at Mike McClure. But that question should be for John Eimer. Buckets is joining us. Buckets, two questions. A, how was Galazzo? And B, did you bring the dice with you?
Galazzo was good. We had Lisa on the Galazzo show. She is attempting to build a Ronaldo Lego piece of 800 pieces in under or over 2 hours. So they had to get my betting insight on that, which definitely makes sense. And for the Splash Sports one and done, I do not have the dice. I need to find it before we get back to that segment, Leah.
All right. Well, we are going to get back to that segment. More golf, more WNBA, more MLB. Bring your MLB questions in the chat. If you joined us late, we already gave out a couple MLB picks. Mike, real quick, from a one-and-done standpoint, is there anybody you're focused on this week? Obviously, a lot of people are running out of players, right? Are running out of golfers. Yeah. Who did you end up focusing on this week?
It'll be JT for me. I would consider, if you haven't burned Colin, I would play Colin. Really, you know, kind of focus on that top tier still. If you've got anybody left, I would use them or get close to using them. But me, I'm playing JT in pretty much all mine.
All right. Well, we got more soccer to get to. And with that in mind, I do want to remind everybody about some of the BetMGM promos. Get an early payout for a two-goal lead. BetMGM does this in other sports as well. You might have seen it even on other books with other sports. This is a really cool promotion. Just place a pregame match result bet on any World Cup match. If your team takes a two-goal lead at any point in the game, your bet pays out as a win only at BetMGM. Also, speaking of soccer, trace the evolution of U.S. soccer from the very beginning with the U.S. Men's Soccer Trilogy. Multiple eras, one passion. Stream every era exclusively on Paramount Plus. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I promised you yesterday that I was going to come to the show with a Son of a Taylor shirt. Here it is. Buckets, do you like the shirt? It's a different color and everything.
I think I have to say yes, right?
You pretty much have to say
yes. You can't say no to it. Yeah, it looks beautiful and you're beautiful, see ya.
Oh my gosh, that was so
sweet. Son of a Taylor.
There we go. Love that. We're going to clip that. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is a Son of a Taylor shirt, and so is this. back on the Early Edge, brought to you by BetMGM. Mike, there's a question, or there's a comment from Jen in the chat, which leads me to a question from me. So first of all, I'll give you the question so you have a moment to look at it. Any great weather, hitting environments today? We obviously have a lot of day games today as well, but Jen is pointing out, well, she's going to be at Wrigley Field next week on July 1st for the meetup. And she's pointing out that the weather forecast for next week for Wrigley is looking like 90s and humid. So it's going to be sunny and hot, hopefully, is what that means. And Mike, with that in mind, maybe that'll be a good hitting environment. Any good hitting environments today?
It certainly looks like you could have a good hitting environment at Wrigley next week. As far as today, the obvious Colorado, we understand the altitude in play there. There's not a ton of great spots. I would say two sneaky good ones would be Minnesota and Washington. Washington, D.C., the Nationals playing at home, and then Minnesota at home hosting the Dodgers. Those should be good run scoring environments.
Speaking of that Nationals game, because I'm in D.C. right now, it's definitely going to be humid and hot. I don't know what to think about Miles Michaelis. I do think he's starting to regress a little bit from the Miles Michaelis we know and love from the last few years. Have you run your simulations on that Philly-Washington game? Because I tend to think we're going to see a lot of runs. And I don't love Aaron Nola, but I kind of lean to the Phillies on the road here. Any thoughts?
Yes. So I lean to the Phillies on the road. I actually have a yes run first inning in this game. Leaning towards the yes run in the first inning.
Love that.
And then going to play the Phillies in the first five on the run line. So Phillies minus half a run plus 106 is kind of the consensus price point. That's a play that I like in that game.
Yeah, I really like both of those. All right, Buckets, before we get to your picks and your one and done dice roll, we got to get Calvin involved here. Calvin, it's a pretty big WNBA slate today. You and I talked about it on CBS Sports Network yesterday. How about some picks for today?
We did, and one of those picks that we talked about was the Portland Fire. And yesterday, I took Moneyline. We got a little more value today, actually, and I'm not sure why, but we have Portland plus 3.5 now. I absolutely love this bet. This is the market is pricing these two teams, Portland and Chicago, as essentially even on a neutral court, maybe slightly lean towards the sky. This game is in Chicago, but there are a couple of reasons why I disagree with that. First off, that might be true on paper in terms of the roster talent that these two teams have, but the sky are just a total mess right now in terms of locker room issues and things like that, just the cohesion that they're playing with. Portland's clearly much better coached. There's a reason why Portland is significantly higher in the standings, even with maybe not the same talent on the roster. And when you look at the sky, the last month plus, their only win is by 5 at home against the last place Sun, who then, after they went 2-15 to start the season, turned around and beat the sky by 30 earlier this week. So the Sky are in absolute shambles right now. And meanwhile, Portland hasn't played in the week. They are fresh. Even though they're on the road, they have a rest advantage here. The Sky were in Dallas a few days ago. Then they were in Connecticut for that 30-point blowout. And now they're back in Chicago. They've been on a plane every other day going across the country for about 5 days now. So I think Portland has a significant advantage there just in terms of the rest that they're coming in with. I would have Portland slightly favored in this game. -1, -1.5. So the fact that we're getting a full possession on them, if this comes down to the wire and we get a buzzer beater either way, we still cash this Portland bet at +3.5. I absolutely love that. Portland, they may not be the Valkyries in terms of expansion team success, but they're a game under 500 with one of the worst rosters that they in the league that they had to build through the expansion draft. But again, well-coached and playing really well together. And a lot of the younger players who are finally getting their opportunity on this team have been stepping up. So I really like this Portland team, and I like them to at least keep it close and probably win outright in this game if you want to sprinkle the money line.
Yeah, it's interesting what's happening with this line. I mean, I'm starting, you know, partially because of you, Calvin, I'm starting to really focus in on the WNBA. This line does seem a little curious on the road, mind you, but still a little curious. All right, let's get back to more soccer. If you have WNBA questions for Calvin, whether they be sides, totals, or props, let us know. Buckets, before we get to your two picks, Martin, real quick, John Cholik in the chat from a few minutes ago says, what do you think about Canada-Switzerland draw +205?
I quite like it. I'm leaning a bit more towards Switzerland in this one. I think the impetus is more on them to come out and attack the game. A draw would be good enough for Canada to win the group. So I can see why that does look attractive to a lot of bettors. Personally, I went for Switzerland minus 0.25. So I profit if Switzerland win, and I only lose half my bet if it's a draw. So yeah, leaning towards Switzerland, but I prefer to look at the goals markets in that game.
Buckets, your thoughts, and how about your two picks?
I'm already going to be on Switzerland over 1.5 team total. So for the draw, then I would need Canada to score 2. I do think both teams to score. I do think it's a game that we're going to see a lot of goals in, but I'd be very careful because if Switzerland play how they should have been playing this whole time, they're going to be a tough team to beat.
All right. How about a couple of picks in the Morocco game and South Korea?
Let's do it. We've got Morocco playing Haiti in a matchup this evening, and Haiti are already out of this competition, and there's no even financial incentive to play in this matchup. They're not going to make more money if they score or draw or win. They are purely playing for country pride. Meanwhile, you have Morocco, a team that not only needs to win, but is in a position where if they can make up a goal differential against Brazil, they can top this group, which means that Morocco are incentivized to run up the score as much as they possibly can against a Haiti team that's already mentally checked out. I expect Morocco to be overwhelming in this game, and I expect all Morocco bets to be what you want to look at here. I'm looking at Morocco over 2.5 team total. So Morocco to score 3 or more goals in this game, it's minus 110. I also like Morocco to score 2 in the first half at plus 180 if you want to get into plus numbers here, but I'm expecting a big response for the team that I believe is the best team in this group and a team that I believe can make up a 2-goal differential while Brazil is going to struggle against Scotland later this evening as well. And the bet number 2 takes us to South Africa versus South Korea. South Africa have been a bit of a disappointment, but to be fair, there weren't a ton of expectations on the side coming into this competition. South Korea, on the other hand, people expected more out of them. They lost 1-0 to Mexico in a match where they probably should have gotten a draw, but now they need to get all 3 points to guarantee a top two position, which means they need to go for goals. Heung-min Son hasn't scored yet in this competition. I'm expecting him to do so tonight, but I love South Korea to get 2 or more goals in this game. Once again, at minus 110, see ya.
Buckets follow-up from Alan Garcia. Do we like any underdogs on the money line today?
I do not like Qatar. I do not like Haiti. Not really. I'm going to take a lot of flack for this one. I think the fun one is going for Scotland, not to win, but maybe to cover a spread against Brazil. Scotland's plus 850 on the money line. I would look at them to be at least competitive, but I don't love any outright money lines for the underdogs.
Buckets, I have a question for Calvin, and I don't want to leave you scrambling here, but were you able to locate the dice?
No, actually. So I will need to go off camera to grab it, if that's okay with you guys.
Of course it is, because I have a question for Calvin. Calvin, perfect. Thoughts on the Dream? Minus 2.5 tonight.
The Valkyries are one of those teams that I hate fading, so I don't love it. But I will say the Dream actually have the biggest differential in the league between their first half net rating and their second half rating in terms of being a better second half team. And the Valkyries have the biggest differential in terms of being a better first half team. So if you do want to back the Dream, I probably would either take a second half or a fourth quarter or just wait and maybe bet it live if the Dream starts slow and the Valkyries get out to a big lead, especially in front of that home crowd. So minus 2.5, I probably wouldn't play pregame. But if you're getting them as underdogs at some point live, I might jump on that.
Calvin, I seem to recall from our conversation yesterday on CBS Sports Network that you agree with Cosmic Charlie that Indiana Fever laying 8.5 is too many points.
I do. That was one of my picks with you on the network show yesterday, was Mercury plus 8.5. And I still like it. They played a couple days ago and the Fever won by 9. It was really a blowout. And then the game got a little bit more respectable at the end. But when those two teams play back to back like that, I like to kind of flip the script in the second game, and the second game tends to go the opposite of the first game, especially with Mercury potentially getting a little bit more healthy. So I like the Mercury to keep it close in this one.
And then finally from Josh Clemente, Courtney Williams under 4.5 assists, your thoughts?
Yeah, that one, if you're getting plus money, I would probably take it. I'm not sure what the price point is on that. I haven't checked, but against Washington, Washington doesn't have a great backcourt defense, and I do like the Lynx to bounce back in this one. That was another one of my picks yesterday, was Lynx minus 6.5, and that one's up to 9.5, which is why I didn't give it out on the show. But I do think that backcourt is going to eat against this Washington defense, so I don't necessarily love it, but if you're getting plus money, I might be willing to get on that.
All right. I'm going to give out my golf pick real quick before we do the one and done. I'll be super quick. I explained this one on the early wedge last night at 7 o'clock. Again, that's in your podcast and, of course, on the Sportsline YouTube channel, in your podcast feed, Apple or Spotify. But I'm going to go with a round one matchup. We're going to go with Keith Mitchell. I gave out some first round leaders earlier, so check that out, of course. But I'm going to go with Keith Mitchell minus 128 in a round one matchup over Ryo Hisatsune. This is just a case of Keith Mitchell being the better golfer right now. He's the better ball striker right now. Although Ryo Hisatsune's ball striking has been pretty good for most of the year, a little bit more inconsistent versus Keith Mitchell, but he's okay there. The short game's been a real problem for Ryo Hisatsune, especially as of late. Keith Mitchell isn't exactly like a short game king, but he's starting to come around in that department. We saw him putt really well last week as well. But again, this really comes down to, even if they're awash with the short game, I think just Keith Mitchell's the better ball striker. The conditions should be pretty ripe for scoring tomorrow and in general, but particularly tomorrow. And I think Keith Mitchell's ball striking is really going to come into play here. So give me Keith Mitchell minus 128 over Ryo Hisatsune. How about a one and done dice roll, John Imer?
We found the dice. We haven't been doing well recently, Sia, so we could really use, we still haven't used S. Scheffler. Would love to get a one if that's at all a possibility here. We'll give it the old scootily do though. Three. Three's pretty low.
That's low.
M. Fitzpatrick. I haven't used him yet.
Mike, what are your thoughts?
With that, Mike?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I like Matt Fitzpatrick. I know we've played him a lot. Kind of faded a little bit more than we wanted him to at the U.S. Open. Yeah, Matt Fitzpatrick, totally fine. Love it.
Nice.
I think that's a great pick. And I'm already having a little bit of fear of missing out with not having him as on my outright card. My outright card is super ugly for those that want to go check it out. All right, let's get back to soccer. Maybe we answered this Switzerland money line. We answered this, right, Buckets?
Yes.
We like Switzerland.
Martin has them on the not 0.25 spread, and I like them to win that, right? Yeah.
All right, Martin. So I know we like that. How about some goal scorer props? We can toggle back and forth. Martin, do you have a favorite goal scorer prop or a goal scorer today? And then Buckets, you can give your favorite as well.
Yeah. So Jeff asked for three. So I had a little think, and I've obviously got Vinicius Jr. for Brazil. I think he'll score. I really like Saibari, the Morocco striker. I think he could run riot against Haiti, however you prefer to pronounce it. For my third one, I struggled a bit, but I've gone for Johan Manzambi of Switzerland. He scored twice in their last game and just looks really dangerous.
Buckets.
I'm going to second Saibari for Morocco. That's one that I have on Sportsline. I'm also going to go with, I got to pronounce this right, one second, Ermadin Demirovic for Bosnia. I know a lot of people are going to want to go with Edin Dzeko just because he's the captain, the big man, but I watched Demirovic at Stuttgart all season long. He's going to have a field day with the right back of this Qatar side, which goes with Brian's question. Buckets, Qatar has been hit from the right recently. Demirovic to score or assist, even money. Yes, we absolutely play that, Brian. And then if I had to go for kind of a fun one, that probably won't hit, but you're allowed to have fun when you're betting. I'm looking at Scott McTominay for Scotland to score, is currently plus 600. Martin, don't give me that look. Come on, Scotland are good enough to get a goal here. Let's have a little bit of fun. But and then just ditto to all of Martin's plays.
Bucket, speaking of Demirovic, we have Giuseppe Maricino pointing out that to score an assist is hovering around even money. Do we like that?
We do like that. And there's a lot of people asking about him. So yeah, I'm going to make that like, not an official play on the show, but it's one that I will be betting personally. So I think it's a good shout.
Calvin, Angel Reese, under 11.5 rebounds is minus 114. Pogo Picks mentioning hasn't gone over this in the last three games.
Yeah, the Valkyries, you know, as good as they are, they're not a great rebounding team. So I'd be a little bit cautious with that one. But you're right that she hasn't been rebounding quite at the same clip lately. And this should be a pretty slow paced game, which would lead to just fewer possessions, fewer stats across the board. So I don't mind that one.
Mike, I know we already talked about the Phillies game, but we do have a question on from Josh Davis on the Phillies over 5.5 team total at plus 110. That's a pretty big number, but do we like the price at the plus 110?
Yeah, I think it's fairly priced. I don't mind it. So when you look at that particular setup, they are the road team. Love that for the guaranteed ninth inning. I do think they will have a crooked inning at some point in this game. I prefer to back them on the first five-run line. But yeah, the price point is fair at plus 110.
Dodgers Twins under 8 runs minus 105. That one's got Joe Ryan on the mound for the Twins and Shohei Ohtani for the Dodgers.
I would consider isolating the Twins team total under before I would play the under 8, but another one that I think is probably fairly priced while still acknowledging the fact that it is a pretty strong hitting environment in Minnesota today.
Before we're going to close with soccer. We don't have the home run chart today. We will have it tomorrow, I believe. Also, A-Mags will be on the show tomorrow and Friday for some even more MLB. But Buckets, before we get to some final soccer potential questions and Martin Green, there was a question. I lost the question. So Buckets, I'm going to go right to you. Anything we missed with soccer?
24 knows something, saying a South Korea team total over 1.5 at minus 128, a bad play. That was my play at minus 110, so obviously I'm on board with it. I would play that up to like minus 140, even if you got to use it as a parlay piece. I think South Korea scored two pretty easily here.
Martin Green?
Yeah, there was some questions about the Bosnia versus Qatar game. I think that Bosnia and Herzegovina will win it pretty comfortably. I've gone for the minus 1.25 in that. We've already gone over some goal scorer props. The Czech Republic-Mexico game is quite difficult because Mexico have already won the group and they don't have a great deal of motivation. But yeah, I think that South Korea should beat South Africa pretty comfortably and Morocco should score plenty of goals against Haiti. So yeah, I think that covers all the questions that we've had so far.
Joey Binko says, we need a video of Martin as a passenger in McClure's race car going down the track. That would be fun. Or really anybody in Mike's race car. Mike, real quick, before we leave golf and before we get to the recap screen, you talked about Justin Thomas. I know how good you are with DFS and outrights in general. Is there like a sleeper play down the board that you know you want to play in DFS or that you're willing to sprinkle on in a longer range, let's say 40, 50, 60 to 1 or longer?
I'd have to see where his outright price truly was, but the one you had that I have is Girard. I'm definitely playing Girard. Admittedly, not sure where his number is currently. I have not dove into DFS at all yet this week. Part of the unfortunate, you know, for content, but the beauty of DFS is I get to wait as long as possible to make some of those decisions. Let's see, others that I could consider. I don't mind Aaron Rye, who you I think also had on your list.
Yep.
I'm gonna kind of focus. I'm still gonna be playing guys like Xander. In some of those lineups as well. But yeah, down the board, honestly, there's a lot of overlap with where you're at. But the heaviest one is certainly Girard.
Yeah, I think Girard is in that 75 to 85 to one range. So that's certainly a great long shot. I know Crispin in the chat is on Girard. Aaron Rye is in that, I think, 50 to 60 to one range. So I think there's great value on both of those guys. Different styles with both of those guys, but both styles can play here in Cromwell. There was one other thing. The home run chart. We actually do have the home run chart. We got it late, but we got it nonetheless. So let's take a look. We've got Spencer Steer plus 356 versus plus 500. Caleb Durbin plus 804 versus plus 880. That's an interesting one. And Luis Garcia plus 486. We talked about that hitting environment in Washington plus 486 versus plus 600. So those are your top MLB home run plays courtesy of Jacob Fetner and the Inside the Lines crew, Steer, Durbin, and Garcia. All right. I'm glad we got that in. Obviously a ton more baseball that we'll have on the show tomorrow, along with soccer, along with so many other things, including of course the Travelers Championship. Hand up if I missed anything. Gentlemen, I think we got it. We didn't get Ben's opinion on Chicago Bulls in the NBA draft. Maybe we can do that another day, but or maybe we can talk to Ben about it next week in Wrigley Field on July 1st for the meetup. Again, if you need more details, tweet at us or email Larry.Hartstein@paramount.com. Very much looking forward to that next week. All right, let's look at the recap screen before we get everybody out of here. Round one matchup tomorrow. This is tomorrow afternoon, actually. Keith Mitchell minus 128 over Ryuho Satsune. Then we go to soccer. Morocco versus Haiti. Morocco over 2.5 team total minus 110. South Africa versus South Korea. South Korea over 1.5 team total minus 110. We go to the WNBA. Portland Fire plus 3.5 minus 110. Again, I encourage you to watch the entire show because Calvin gave out a lot of thoughts on the other three WNBA games today. Mike McClure likes Justin Thomas as an outright, but also likes his finishing position under 23.5 at minus 110. Back to soccer. Switzerland versus Canada. Both teams to score minus 121. And Brazil minus 1.25 versus Scotland. That one is minus 118. We got a three-pack of Sportsline picks that we led the show with. The A's Moneyline minus 120 from EC. Prop bet guy likes Braxton Ashcraft over 5.5 Ks minus 138. Brad Thomas, Czech Republic versus Mexico under 2.5 at minus 130. What a great show. Gentlemen, thank you very much for a great show as usual. Let's get some check marks. Let's bounce back from the 3-6 that we came in with today. Thank you, Martin, Calvin Wetzel, Mike Buckets, and of course, Ben on the ones and twos and threes and fours. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. See you next time. We rest our case.